on February the 26th, about 20 past 8, people were awakened by a terrible fate. A large dam had broken and down through our town. Black waters came rushing, many people were drowned. Some screaming in doorways knew they couldn't be safe. Others riding on rooftops on 30-foot waves. Families jumped in their cars but didn't make it on time, while some made it to safety uphill to the mines. We were all crying and shaking with fear, for we couldn't hear of our loved ones so dear. Some with no clothes, no shoes on their feet, thanking God for each loved one they had met. The waters went down about as fast as they came. Then we all started hearing our loved ones by name. The loss was so great, no words can express how it felt to hear of all of these deaths. How lonely it felt with no homes in sight. It seemed like Death Valley that dark, fearful night. So many left homeless with nowhere to go, walking on the railway and feeling so low. Lonely children walking alone. Their mothers and fathers had gone with their homes. I could go on, but there is no need. But all those that lost, for mercy I plead. In the Buffalo Creek disaster, that early Saturday morning, over 100 people met their death without a sign of warning. So many of my neighbors, few of my loved ones too, are going to be so greatly missed by me.